This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. And on the show today, we're going to be talking with Stephen Bentz of Champaign County's Arts and Entertainment Council. It's called, well, they're actually Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Council, 40 North, 88 West. And Arts, Culture, and Entertainment is the focus of the 6th Annual ACE Awards. And they're going to be held on Wednesday. The nominations were some time ago. The selections have been made. And there will be a live entertainment at the event. It's quite a big deal. And we'll be hearing from Stephen about the various winners and, of course, how you can attend the event. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was a group called Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. It was begun in 1990 and just had 16 members at the time and now has somewhere around 60. This is from their most recent CD, a tune called, well, the CD called, where is the name of it here? I have lost it, Bridges of Song, and directed by Megan Johnson-Smith. This was a tune called Hoy, Hura Hoy. Hey, Mountain Hey. Comes from the Czech Republic, the Moravian region. And the text after Hey, Mountain Hey, the shepherds are bringing the cows to the pasture. And from the pasture they yell, guess what? Hoy, Hura Hoy. Cows, graze yourselves. You in the circle, when the evening bells ring, I'll go to you, I'll go beyond the hills. and I'll go to see Marushka, my girlfriend. That seems to be the key line there. And a performance, as I said, by Emma Song. This is one of the many, many area cultural ensembles or cultural groups of any kind at all. And our region is wonderfully rich in arts, culture, and entertainment. And representing Champaign County in its arts and culture and entertainment efforts in many ways is 40 North, 88 West, which is the Arts Council for our county. They generally go in short by 40 North, and you can find them at 40north.org. Stephen Bentz is the marketing director for the group, and he's here to talk about this Wednesday's 6th Annual ACE Awards. And pleased to have you come in.
Thanks for having us on this morning.
Pardon the sort of gravel in my voice today. Things have descended into the throat and chest, unfortunately, so I'll let you do as much talking as possible.
How's
that? I know you've got a lot to talk about. First of all, give us an overview of the ACE Awards.
Well, the ACE Awards is a program that, as you mentioned, it's been going on for about 6 years, and this is really a program to try and call out the people and the events and the institutions that are helping make the arts happen here in Champaign County. It's a celebration of those who have made outstanding contributions to our cultural life. So what we try and do is in the month of October, which is Arts and Humanities Month nationally, is we hold a big party, really, a big event to celebrate those contributions. And we have 7 categories. We put those winners on stage and offer them an opportunity to really receive some thanks for all the work they've done in the community.
And embarrass them with lauds and accolades and so on. This year's event is Wednesday at the Canopy Club, which is a quite interesting venue, 5:30. It's a multifaceted event. You want to sort of give an overview of what people are in for if they decide to attend?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And this represents the second time the ACE Awards have moved over the past few years. It keeps growing, and we're happy to see that. This year it's in the Canopy Club, which is 708 South Goodwin Avenue, just across the street from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. On Wednesday the 13th, the doors will open at 5:30, with the ceremony itself beginning about 6:30. And we pride ourselves on brevity. We joke that it's not your grandfather's award ceremony. It's a big party, and it's a lot of fun. It ends in about an hour's time. The format of that is we have some little promotional or profile videos, I guess I want to say, that give you some more information, give you more of a feel for what it is that these individuals have done to receive these awards. So those are shown as each individual is announced.
And you've got some live entertainment as well as some food and...
That's right. That's right. Well, for that first hour, it's really a lot of fun. We have a DJ there from Crash Events who's going to be playing some music, but we also have some special surprise performance. We've got Kirsty Simpson from the University of Illinois Department of Dance and Michelle Rizzo, who will both be performing throughout that hour. But then just before the ceremony, we're very proud to be presenting Pacifica Quartet in a very short performance just before the ceremony, as I said, begins.
And hors d'oeuvres. Who's Chef Benjamin?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're from Mahomet, a caterer from Mahomet. They'll be providing us with some hors d'oeuvres, and there's a cash bar as well. And so it's just a lot of fun. Our master of ceremonies this year is Eric Robeson, so he'll be taking us through the event that night.
He's somebody whose name I've been hearing a lot. Who is Eric Robeson?
Oh, you bet. He's with, of course, the Robeson Company, but he's also heavily engaged in the life of the community. Eric does a lot, I think, with his time. He's involved in the new Public Arts League in Champaign, the group that helped get sculpture on the streets of downtown Champaign over the summer. You might have seen some of those pieces. And he's just enormously involved in a lot of community groups, does a lot of work.
I don't think I knew there was a Public Arts League,
you
to
bet.
Be honest.
Well, it's brand new, just within the last few months. And Brian Knox and Eric Robeson and others came together and worked with the city on getting some sculptural works placed on street corners, different places in downtown.
Well, that's the sort of thing I would like to know about.
There you go.
thanks for letting me know. Okay, so tell us about, give us an overview of the various awards that have been created, I guess, and why these particular categories.
Well, sure. And I think the most important thing to know maybe about the ACE Awards is that it really is a community event, as you said, created. It's something that the community has stepped up and said, these are the people and the programs that we think should be considered for these awards. That's how the nominations are made. And then it's the community in the form of a panel of judges that come together and make the determinations on who should win each of those awards. So the categories are arts education, advocacy for the arts, business support for the arts, creative community service, which is kind of volunteerism support for the arts, media support for the arts, spotlight, which is a category that's about, you know, the arts enterprises, the arts events in town that are drawing the most attention to our community from outside outside its boundaries, and then lifetime achievement support for the arts.
That one sounds like a risky one. Because if you give that to somebody, it might be assumed that they're old and they've got nothing else to accomplish. But I'll bet that's not the case.
No, not at all, of course. It's for accumulated success over time. And all of the categories are very competitive. And it's a difficult job, I think, for those judges who come together in September and go through all the nominations. They read through them very carefully and sit down for a number of hours one morning in September and make the decisions about the winners.
Who are the judges and how were they selected?
Well, the judges are reached out to in the early summer, honestly. We had this year Nathaniel Banks, Mobetta Blues, of course. We had Donna Green from BC Wealth Management, Representative Naomi Jacobson, the Cultural Arts Manager from the Champaign Park District, Jameel Jones, Gail Rost from the CU Schools Foundation, Heather Tucker, also from the university, and Joy Thornton Walter from, oh goodness, a lot of different organizations. She's been the local representative for the National Society of Arts and Letters, among other things.
That sounds like a great panel.
They representing, were terrific.
Representing all walks of life, so to speak, in our
yes.
community.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first ACE goes to...
Yes.
This is not the award ceremony, but we can
it's
sort
not.
Of make it sound like that.
Well, a little bit. You're right. This year it's different because, of course, we announced the winners in advance. We wanted the people who care about them, who've been a part of their work in the past, to really have an opportunity to join them for that evening and celebrate their achievements. So this isn't necessarily in the order that they'll be presented on Wednesday night, but we had for arts education Robert Smith, and Robert has been an amazing institution almost to himself, an educator at Booker T. Washington Elementary, a music educator, and someone who put on, you know, a show every 6 weeks with the students in that program, just an amazing achievement. Founded and directed a community arts camp in town, has been involved with Baroque artists and CUTC and a variety of different groups.
Yeah, CUTC, CU Theater Company.
Yes, yes. For advocacy, this is a pleasure to see that award go to Anna Holkhalter with the City of Urbana. They're the director of their public arts program, and she was someone who came in at the very start of that program and worked with the task force that had been put together and just got the whole thing up and running and really did an enormous amount of work, I think, in the past 3 years to create and flesh out the ideas of that program.
And Anna's actually... moving back to grad school, I believe.
She is. In fact, I believe she's already in. She's going into landscape architecture. She's still involved with the city, still working with that department, but I do believe that she's no longer full-time in that position.
Yeah. I saw Anna going into a coffee shop the other day, but didn't have a chance to stop her and congratulate her.
Yeah.
Bob Smith is somebody I've known for a while through the CU Theater Company. He hasn't done anything for a while, but... He's been music director for a lot of the different shows, and he was on this show a few times in his capacity as a music teacher at Booker T. Washington School. And I remember the last time, I think, he brought a couple of young grade school kids with him.
Yes.
Who were in Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of them was playing Charlie Bucket, and one of them was Willy Wonka. And I remember the one boy, I think he was Willy Wonka. You know, the kids were just sort of sitting there, you know, somewhat stiff. And I said, oh, feel free to relax, you know. And he just sort of all of a sudden plopped down. And he looked like he owned the place all of a sudden. And they did a couple of scenes and sang a couple of songs. And it sounds like Bob has done a great some great things over there. I mean, the sad thing is that they've actually cut his position, haven't they, or something like that?
Well, no, I believe he retired from the position recently, yes. And he worked with that in that role for, I think, about 10 years and certainly had an enormous impact in that time. And we've just heard a huge outpouring of love and appreciation for his work in that role for all those years.
Yeah. Well, before we go on to some of the others, I just thought during this hour we'd spend some time with some of the many musical groups and individuals that are active in our area. This is one that this fellow was on our show one time with Kilburn Alley Blues Band. He's their harmonica player or harp player. I think he still is, and he goes by the name of Deke Harp. I kept pressing him during the show on what his actual name was, and he never wanted to tell me, and he eventually did, and I've forgotten it now. So here's Deke Harp, and this is a tune called Lazy River.
Thank you.
Dee Karp on vocals and harmonica. Of course, he wasn't doing vocals in that case, although it almost sounds like that, the way he dealt with the harmonica. Eddie Clark, the drummer, and Tom Holland, the guitarist, on Dee Karp's CD called Gateway to the Blues. That tune was Lazy River, and he's a local musician, Deke is. And you heard him here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We invite you to help us here at WILL expand our community of contributors. Our fall pledge drive will come up on Wednesday, October 20th, and kicking off with a power hour that's a little more than a week from now. Your gift sent in now to our member match fund will encourage others to follow your lead and will help keep our pledge drive short as well, and of course help us raise as much money as we possibly can. You can send your check to WYLL Radio, 300 North Goodwin in Urbana, Illinois, 61801, or you can give online at willpledge.org. On Live and Local today, we're helping 40 North 88 West, Champaign County's Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Council, pay tribute to the winners of this year's ACE Awards in advance of the official presentation of those awards on Wednesday evening at the Canopy Club. Starts at 5:30. Stephen Bence is with us from the Arts Council, and as he pointed out, a couple of things. One, it's not a long ceremony, so it's not a large expenditure of your time if you want to go out and pay tribute to these people. And the second thing he pointed out is that this year, for the first time, they're announcing the awards in advance so that those of you who know these winners or simply want to support the arts can go out and help everyone pay tribute to them. And I guess, Stephen, this is a little bit of a fundraiser for the Arts Council. I'm guessing the money doesn't go back to all the award winners.
Well, no.
Or does it? Are there cash prizes for these things?
No, there are awards. It really is. I would describe it as it's basically supporting the event itself. Really, the ticket price is helping to pay for the catering and the performance and so on. So,
which is why you're not charging separately for the hors d'oeuvres and
well,
whatnot.
That's right.
I mean, it's all inclusive.
Yes.
Okay. So we've mentioned Robert Smith, and I mean, for those who may not know, Bob is really quite ill. Hopefully, you'll have other chances to pay tribute to him. But in the definitely come out for Bob, and then Anna Hull Coulter for the advocacy, and then this year's business ace.
Yes, and that is going to Michael's Catering. And for those of you who are familiar with this business, you've probably seen its name around town for quite a number of years. They've supported an awful lot of different arts organizations and events. They have been very supportive of the Champaign Park District, and in particular, the renovation and the ongoing renovation of the Virginia Theater. They've also been supportive, of course, of Cranford Art Museum and Cranford Center for the Performing Arts, Parkland Gallery, a lot of different things. They've been a great friend to the arts in our community.
Yeah, I always hear when catering is needed, almost they're one of the first, you know, one or two people that I always hear mentioned is Michael's Catering. Now, yeah. Michael is kind of not the original Michael anymore, is it?
Well, Martin Kammerer is one of the business partners, managers there at Michael's Catering. He's going to be collecting the award the evening of the 13th. Michael Carriger was the original Michael, and he passed away in 2009 and really gave back to the community quite a lot during his 30 years of work with Michael's Catering.
Wow, that long.
Yes, and Martin and his business partners are definitely carrying that legacy forward and their support for the arts locally.
Your 2010 Creative Community Service ACE goes to...
Yes, and I should mention that these awards are all being presented by last year's winners, and that's kind of a fun detail, I think, that helps make this for an enjoyable evening. So last year's winners were Nathan and Julie Gunn. They'll be with us on Wednesday night to present the award for Creative Community Service to this year's winners, who are Jonathan Sevier and Thomas Anderson. And for those of you who are familiar with the country dancing scene or English or contra dance, scene in Champaign County. They have been involved with that for at least the past 20 years, have been callers at dances, have been organizers, have been promoters, backers, supporters, an extremely involved group of individuals. And it was great to see them receive this award for all that dedicated service.
And this year's Media Ace.
Sure. The Media Ace Award is going this year to Community Concierge magazine. Georgia Maya is the publisher of that magazine. And this is a magazine that comes out quarterly and contains an enormous wealth of information about individual artists in the community, about different events that go on and programs that are offered. The arts and cultural scene of Champaign County is a big focus for them at Community Concierge.
Yeah, that's a magazine you find various places. It's a free one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's something that you'll see all over town, and it's got a lot of information about things to do in the community and community calendar and so forth. But they do a lot of feature reporting on the arts locally.
There's a different focus, a few number of features each issue.
Yeah, it does.
How often does it come out? Is it a monthly thing?
It's quarterly. It comes out every season.
Did you say that already?
I can't remember. I think so. It's the cold pills.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, before we go to our, we have two left. Before
yes.
We go to our last two. I wanted this next one to, it's a little bit of a triple tribute, I suppose. Of course, the University of Illinois is central to Champaign-Urbana's community. And musically speaking, and in many other areas of the arts, they have great offerings through their faculty, through their various ensembles and theater troupes and so on. But, of course, the many, many students that come through and perform a lot while they're here and are trained to go off and make great things of themselves elsewhere include a tenor and soprano saxophonist named Charles Lane, who was on this show at some point, and I'm forgetting if he's up in Chicago now or where he is, but he has a disc that we have at the studio called The Price of Air, and it features drummer Brent Jordan, bass player Chris Nolte, who I think he may still be around, I'm not sure. Pianist Lara Driscoll is definitely still around, and trumpeter Zubin Adalji. But the other two folks who are represented on this disc, I don't know if they've ever been nominated for any of these awards, but they certainly could have deserved to have been, would deserve to be. One is Mark Rubel, who has recorded and engineered so many area musicians in his studio, which is called Pogo Studio. And the other, who, alas, is no longer with us as of a few months ago, is John Chainoff, who was a longtime audio director at the Krannert Center for the Performing yes. Arts and passed away quite suddenly and unexpectedly, I guess the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And he mastered this CD. And so here's Charles Lane and company. This tune is called Celia. Mm-hmm. Charles Lane, the name of the sax player in his combo, which consists also of drummer Brent Jordan, bass player Chris Nolte, pianist Lara Driscoll, and trumpeter Zubin Adalji from their disc called The Price of Air. And that was recorded, engineered, and mixed by Mark Rubel at Pogo Studio in downtown Champaign, mastered by the late John Shainoff, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 as we help pay tribute to this year's winners of the ACE Award, sponsored by 40 North 88 West, the Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Council for Champaign County. Programming on our show today is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, offering Robert McDuffie and the Venice Baroque Orchestra's period performance of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, alongside American composer Philip Glass's The American Four Seasons, on Thursday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit KrannertCenter.com. Stephen Bentz of 40 North is with me on Live and Local today to talk about the ACE Awards, and we have two left to mention. The Spotlight Award, which actually goes to the folks who are giving the initial performance at Wednesday night's award ceremony.
And that was a happy accident, I have to say.
Oh, really?
It was. And I should mention before I go on, really, that you mentioned sponsor. 40 North is very happy to be presenting these awards again, but we have to acknowledge our sponsors, which were Busey, the Canopy Club, and the News Gazette this year. But as you mentioned, Pacifica Quartet are receiving the 2010 award for their Spotlight, or rather for Spotlight, for their making the rest of the world aware, or more aware, of Champaign County and all that's going on here. And very excited about this. We'll have all four performers there the night of, and they're going to be receiving that award for all the many different things that they have done to focus greater media attention, public awareness of the arts in Champaign County.
And for those who don't know, the Pacifica Quartet is the string quartet in residence at the University of Illinois. They also have residencies, not sure if it's currently at the University of Chicago, they did, but also at I should have looked this up beforehand because I'm going off of memory. One of the arts museums in New York, Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes, they are.
Appointed quartet in residence mm-hmm. there. They won a Grammy for Best Chamber Music Performance last year, which I believe was for their Elliot Carter CDs. And this year they are playing the circle of Dmitri Shostakovich's quartets, fabulous artistic statements, and they're playing them all here in this community as well as in Chicago and New York, and I might be one other place. But they'll be giving a series of those performances at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Fabulous, fabulous
yes.
musicians.
Cover of Gramophone magazine, named Ensemble of the Year by Musical America, just a renowned group that has toured worldwide and I think helped make people aware of all that's going on here in Champaign County.
And still very young.
You bet.
Now, this Lifetime Achievement ACE, it goes to somebody I actually don't know.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the fun things, really, about this program, about the ACE Awards, is that some of the names that you hear associated with it are close to household names. They're people that you that are renowned, that you know from the community, and others are somewhat out of the spotlight, and that's kind of nice to see, too. And James Beyer is the winner this year for Lifetime Achievement, and it's really for his remarkable support for a program of garden design and cultivation and everything that he has done with Japan House at the University of Illinois and the U of I Arboretum. He designed from his own research and constructed, built, loved into existence a tea garden and Zen garden and other elements of design there at Japan House, and has been committed to their maintenance and nurturing ever since. He's someone who has supported it with at least 10 years of enormous volunteer efforts, oftentimes 40 hours and plus a week, as well as giving of his own financial resources to make that effort go.
I mentioned jokingly at the beginning, however I put it, about whether this Lifetime Achievement assumes that you're done, you know. But as it happens, not to say that he's anywhere near done, but he has been in this world for 89-plus years.
89 years young.
So there is a lifetime of achievement for you.
Absolutely. And he's pledged to continue on with his work continuing to design and bring together, put together ideas for new concepts at Japan House. And it's just done amazing work.
Well, we will remind folks in just a few minutes of the details of Wednesday's event to celebrate this year's ACE Award winners. And hearing it on Live and Local here, wanted to play some music by a group that is not local to our county. However, this performer often comes down to Champaign, Urbana, and nearby, usually with a member of a duo, partner of his duo, Goran Ivanovich, guitarist, and also Andreas Kapsalis, both from Chicago. And each of them has their own group, but they have come down quite often, including recently for the CU Folk and Roots Fest. They're a wonderful guitar duo, but in this case, I brought the Goran Ivanovich group, and the tune that they are playing here is called Gates to the Unknown, their own composition. Goran Ivanovich group playing Gates to the Unknown here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's from their disc called simply The Goran Ivanovich Group, and they're out of Chicago. And as I mentioned, Goran often plays with Andreas Kapsalis here, a wonderful duo that you can, I've seen at the Canopy Club a few times. I mean, I know they've been there. And so if you see their name on a marquee or in an advertisement, I really highly recommend them to you if you are enjoy good guitar music, good guitar playing. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up at a minute past one, we'll have the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor, and classical music starts at 106. And Stephen Bentz is with 40 North 88 West, the Champaign County Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Council, and he's been here this hour to talk about the 2010 ACE Awards, which will be presented on Wednesday at 5:30 at the Canopy Club. In those of you who don't know what the Canopy Club is, if you've been around for a long time, you may know the old Thunderbird Theater. It's the same place.
That's right.
Right next to Timpone's on Goodwin in Urbana, right on the University of Illinois campus. Stephen, it's been a pleasure to have you on here, and hope the awards are a smashing success.
Well, thank you so much.
And or I should say the event is a success. The awards are obviously the sixth time around for doing it. And why don't you give, just for those just tuning in, just an overview of what's going on Wednesday once more.
Well, you bet. It's, again, the sixth annual ACE Awards, Wednesday, October 13th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. at the Canopy Club. We should mention there's free parking available in the garage across West Oregon Street at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. We'll have a Master of Ceremonies, Eric Robison, presenting the awards that evening. Live performance by Pacifica Quartet dancers Kirsty Simpson and Michelle Rizzo. Some other special guests that I won't mention here right now, but that there'll be wonderful food from Chef Benjamin. A good time all around. We hope to see you there. And there are tickets available at the door or on the 40 North website at 40north.org.
Which is a great resource, by the way, that website is, for finding out about events of all kinds, exhibitions especially, and about many different organizations throughout Champaign County that you may never have heard of.
That's right. And there's a new iPhone app that we should mention as well. OJC Technology in Urbana helped us create this last winter, and it's out and available now. You can find it on the iTunes store. It's a free app that allows you to keep track of what's going on in the arts in the community on your phone.
Now, as a proud owner of a BlackBerry, I want to know, when are you going to partner with BlackBerry and do an app on there?
Or the Droid platform.
Or the Droid, that's right.
I think that's being looked at.
Okay. All right. Stephen, thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show today. I've been enjoying sharing some of the CDs that I've gathered over the last year and 10 months or so of doing Live and Local. Among those features the ragtime pianist based here in Champaign-Urbana named Faye Ballard. She has won the awards at the old-time piano playing contest in Peoria a number of times, and here is from her disc that simply is called Some Ragtime Favorites. In this case, it's one I picked because I'm not sure I'd heard of it before, and I like the name. It's called Pork and Beans by Lucky Roberts. Beans, the name of that tune, by Lucky Roberts, played by Faye Ballard, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's our events calendar for today. Lots of things going on in our community, and in fact, lots more going on than what I have listed here, and we would like to know about it if it appears that we don't already. If you've got an organization you're involved with or listings that you would like to let us know, or even a venue for that matter, that doesn't seem to get coverage here on Live and Local, and then you're within the sound of my voice, then by all means, please send me the information to willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. There is an exhibition called Rhythm and Roots, Southern Music Traditions, underway at the Warner Public Library in Clinton. And that is open through approximately the end of this month during their open hours. The play called Circle Mirror Transformation is at the Station Theater in Urbana, 8 o'clock in the evenings through this weekend. And I went and saw that on Saturday, and I recommend it very much. It's a kind of a quirky play, often very funny and often quite touching. And that's at the Station Theater in Urbana. A guest artist and faculty recital at the University of Illinois tonight at 7:30 in Smith Memorial Hall. It features Jackie Edwards Henry piano, Gail Levinsky saxophone, Nina Tober soprano, and Barrington Coleman tenor. And that's, I'm guessing, a free program. Not quite sure about that, however. The Decatur Municipal Band is giving a fall concert tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Decatur. There's an advanced combo recital on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur at Kuiper Hall tomorrow evening at 7:30. The Bald Soprano and The Lesson are being presented at the Krannert Center in Urbana Wednesday evening at 7:30, as well as the Thursday at 7:30, and then into later on in the week as well. The Bayanihan Philippine National Dance Company is at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield Wednesday evening at 7:30. And as I said, much more going on. Just let us know about it. willcalendar@illinois.edu. I'll be back tomorrow with another show that it will include a live performance by a visiting singer-songwriter, and much more on the show as well. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYLFM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Support for our station today comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits. For the series collected to the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvant's Tasting Room. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Bells in Motion, playing Light Cavalry on Live and Local.